This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. The expression, find your groove, could refer to dancing, but it usually refers to something else, like some task a person's doing. It's like you're at your work and you find your groove. When everything comes together mentally and physically, you just seem to flow, you're focused and productive. So much of finding your groove has to do with the circumstances of the day, adequate sleep, nutrition, even those around you. And sometimes, on very rare occasions, you find your groove despite all the wrong things that are going on around you. I'm much more likely to find my groove if I know what I'm doing counts for something. I tend to be a driven person, and I can find acceptable results from hard work. But if I know what I'm doing fits into the overall picture, I'm not only more apt to find that groove, but I have a deep sense of satisfaction when the day is done. I haven't simply convinced myself that I felt good about something that doesn't matter, but that groove I was in some sense, is spirit-directed because it involved me moving forward in a life that really matters. It's part of God's building with me and doing with me what He wills. What you want to avoid is finding a groove in your work and then look back after years and sigh, what did it matter? Jim Valvano was a successful NCAA basketball coach and network sports announcer. Throughout his colorful career, he had been obsessed with the game and with winning. But years later, he was stricken with cancer, and he came to realize the triviality of those moments when he was finding his groove and achieving success. He said this, "You get sick and you say to yourself, sports means nothing, and that feels terrible." Because he had spent little time with his wife and children, he confessed, "I figured I'd have 20 years in the big time. Who knows, maybe 3 national championships, then pack it in at age 53 or 54. I was going to make it all up to them all the time I'd been away. It sounds so silly now," he said, but it went on and on, that insatiable desire to conquer the world. Valvano redirected his life, and in that short time he had left, he not only found his groove and that it mattered to the whole direction and purpose of his life, but he also impacted thousands and still does today through the foundation he left behind him. You see, he had come to find his purpose. So, how does finding your groove fit into your purpose? Paul said, "Whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." Can your groove glorify God? Of course it can. That's because it can fit into your larger main purpose. And what is that? There's a 17th century catechism of the Presbyterian Church called the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Over time, instructed thousands of children. So the Westminster Shorter Catechism asks that very question, what is the chief end of man? And the answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Well, what does it mean to glorify God? Basically, it means to honor God with your life by acknowledging His greatness, His authority, His love, His grace, and all that He is. You praise God with a life lived for Him. He is your main purpose for living, so that you ultimately are concerned with following His Son, Jesus Christ. And in all you do, as Paul said, you honor and praise, or as Paul said it, glorify God. And the result is we enjoy Him. We enjoy Him because He is not just our master, but the best friend we will ever have. You see, enjoying God, really enjoying being with Him, well, that's truly finding your groove. So get in that groove. Be the person God created you to be. Do what He's called you to do. And then come back here next week. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.